Hello and welcome to itrustgodonly.com. And the title is Happy the Man Whose Sins Have Been Forgiven. In Psalm chapter 32, verses 1 and 2, it says, Happy the man whose sins are forgiven, whose sins are blotted out. Happy the man whom God accuses of no guilt, whose spirit is incapable of deceit. In order for us to be forgiven of our sins, we have to repent. Our heart needs to be heavy and contrite where we feel the burden of our sins. We must acknowledge our sins by looking inward. It is not easy for us to look at ourselves and do a complete evaluation of our defects. You may ask, what are the sins that we need to repent? The sins that keep us in the dark, away from the light. The sins that obscure our mind to what is right. The sins that deceive us and cause us to feel empty and lonely inside. The sins that keep our carnal self dominant over our soul. The sins that keep the Holy Spirit from being with us forever. We also have to be able to forgive others in order to be forgiven. This includes anything that another person does to us or what they may say about us that appears to be mean, inconsiderate, inappropriate, or does harm to us. A good thing to do that helps with this is to make amends with others that you may have harmed. If you carry any resentments with you, forgive them and let them go. No one wants to think or see themselves as an evil or wicked person. That is why it is so hard for us to acknowledge our sins. Jesus is there to help us through this. He will guide us in a way that will help us to recognize what is right and what is wrong in the eyes of God. In the eyes of God, sin is an act of disobedience towards Him. It keeps us disconnected from Him. Jesus can help us to change what needs to be changed so that we can be righteous in the eyes of God and be with Him forever. Jesus is here to help us. He can show us how to change our thought process, how to modify our behavior, and how to deal with our environment, like people, places, and things, and the world. We can't find peace, happiness, and freedom that will last forever in the world. It's impossible. The only thing that the world has to offer are temporary, except death. That is permanent, and it may include spiritual death. You can experience what true peace, freedom, and happiness is all about if you would call on Jesus Christ and follow Him. Build that one-on-one relationship with Him and let Him fill that void of emptiness and take away your loneliness. He's waiting for you. May God bless you always.